May I have your attention, please? Shabbat Shalom, everyone. My name is Sam Fishaleba Barzilai Hawkins, and I'd like to serve you forever as a priest starting very soon. It's now time to start finding your seats for Sabbath services. May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? My name is Sonia Shalabo Day Hawkins. I'd like to serve forever as a priest starting very soon. As a Pope in charge, I present to you the sons and daughters of Shalabo now entering the sanctuary. It is a privilege and honor to present to you the son of Usual Abel, Deacon Yeshua.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. You may be seated. My title today is the Vatican or Pope versus Yeshua Hawkins. The whole world has been following the teachings of the Vatican and the deceived popes in all of their lies. But Yahweh is teaching the truth, not the fantasy that the Vatican has been telling the world for years, locking up the book of Yahweh, then bringing this baloney called the King James Version. It should be called the King James Perversion. As King James, who was called Queen James in his day, was a sodomite who was buried beside his sodomite gentleman to this day. You and the agency, the Vatican, the divining serpent that guides you, Mr. Pope, are guilty of taking the book of Yahweh, and you didn't give it back. And Mr. Pope, Francis is a girl's name, and Francis is a sissy, Isis backwards, whom you worship was a perverted sodomite himself. And as Yahweh's last day's witness said, you will continue Vaticanizing till your last dying day. Please turn to Luke in your restored book of Yahweh. Yes, we will be reading out of the book you stole from the people and ordered your bloodthirsty general, Titus, to steal and also to kill Yahweh's people. Luke 24, verse 25 on page 813. Then he said to them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. That means if you don't believe Yahweh's prophets, you are a fool. Then you had sodomy legalized in the United States with the Jesuit Supreme Court on the very day Jesuit Church of Jesu was built in Rome on June 26th, and you tell the people that the heavens and the earth will pass away. What you are implying is that Yahweh's laws and people will pass away. But no, Mr. Pope, they will not. No matter how many lies you are told to tell, Yahweh's laws will not pass. You wear what looks like to you a beautiful white robe. Actually, it looks more like a girl's dress, which goes along with your teaching of unrighteousness, sexual impurity, wickedness, covetousness, envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. You and the divining serpent, the Vatican, teach the world to hate Yahweh and are part of the system that invents evil things. The evil things that you say are fine. The Holy Scriptures call sin or evil. Evil. Evil like the gods. Open your Bible and turn to Genesis 3 verse 5 and read for yourself. The whole world is following what you say, be evil like the gods. Then you say your NATO army is fighting a just war. When is it ever just to kill innocent men, women, and children? Just is the exact opposite, Mr. Pope. You believe the depopulation is the way to peace, joy, and love, but you have not considered the words of Yahweh's witness and the teaching of true love found in the book of Yahweh. You, Pope Francis, align with your Vatican handlers, pray to dead people, but we pray to Yahweh, the Creator and Father of the living. He does know it all. Yes, he does. And therefore, so does his witness, Yisroel. Yes, Yisroel Hawkins. The one sent by Yahweh to tell you to repent, and the agency that guides you, the Vatican Divining Serpent. Your cardinals know very little, and when they die, they will still know nothing. The gates of hell will not prevail against Yahweh's house. Yahweh will flourish, and Vatican City will be rubble. And many people will come to learn the difference between the clean and unclean, and the holy and profane, and they will learn war no more.
If you all remain standing, it's my great honor and privilege to present to you the first speaker, great son of Yisroel Abel, Deacon Shlomo Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Today I'm going to be talking about we should not follow the gods, the ways of the gods. Now if you turn in the backs of your books of Yahweh's, where it has the laws, prohibitive law number 3 is do not take on the character of the gods. And it has Leviticus 19 verse 4. If you go ahead and turn to Leviticus 19 verse 4. Leviticus 19 verse 4, it says, do not turn to gods, Elohim, nor make for yourselves molten images. I am Yahweh your Father. All right, so it says do not turn to these gods. If you look at the side note there, it says to worship them. And also prohibitive law number 3, prohibitive law number 6 says do not worship, serve, obey, nor follow the ways of the gods. And that's Deuteronomy 4, verse 15. Says, take careful heed to yourselves, for you saw no form when Yahweh spoke to you at Horeb from the midst of the fire. Watch that you do not become corrupt, and make for yourselves any god, an image of any shape, whether formed like a man or a woman, or like an animal on earth, or any bird that flies in the air, or like any creature that moves along the ground, or any fish in the water below. And when you look up to the sky, and that you see the sun, the moon, and the stars, all that which is arrayed in the heavens, do not be enticed into bowing down to them, and worshiping things Yahweh has allotted to all the nations under heaven. All right, so what you're seeing there, to not follow the ways of the gods, and this is what you're seeing. We just read those few verses, and this is what you're seeing this time of the year. You know, we just had Thanksgiving, and we're coming up to Christmas, where they worship the sun gods and all these different gods. So we have to be on alert not to go that way. From the second book of Israel, going on to perfection, it's chapter 39 and verse 60. Chapter 39, verse 60, it says, Satan brings the God worship in, the way that looks desirable to all the world. You don't have to keep the law anymore. Yeshua did it for you. You know, this is what the preachers tell you. This is the way of the gods who will say to you, no, you don't have to do this. It's much more desirable to mix this tree of righteousness with the tree of unrighteousness. You can practice them together and still be saved. These are the things they tell you. You know, it's desirable, and that's what you see in Genesis chapter 3, that this way is desirable, Satan's way. So it says, I was watching one of these guys the other day on television. I didn't mean to. I was hunting something else when I saw him, and he was putting on such a show. I stopped to watch, and he was dancing up and down the aisle with a book in his hand, making out like he was using it to preach from. He wasn't using that book at all. He was up there telling goofy stories. You could have listened to that for an hour and a half or even 100 days and walked outside and grabbed a handful of wind and your head would be still as empty as your hand. It says this is God worship, but it's desirable. It's a desirable thing to sit there and be told you don't have to overcome. You know, they say, well, just say a few Hail Marys, you know, and it'll be fine. Did he always say that you have to overcome? You're not going to surely die. All the scriptures say, yes, you are going to surely die. You can believe those scriptures. Satan herself is going to die. She will never exist again, as the last part of Yeketzkiah 28 says. Now Satan has said that she won't die, and if you follow her way of life, you won't die. Yahweh is going to let her have her way and let her prove to mankind that she is a liar, and that man will surely die following this way. You will not remove her from her office until Yahweh will not remove her from her office until all hope of life as we know it on earth is gone. So you can see that this way of life is desirable, but it surely will lead to death. You know, and that's what you see in Genesis 5, where Satan was trying to convert them to going that way, you know, the desirable way. And she said, well, you won't die. You know, but these things do lead to death. It may not be instant, but they do lead to death. From the fourth book of Israel, you know, these things, it's not like you're going to wake up, oh, I want to follow the gods today. You know, it's this thing that, you know, it's these influences are subtle. You know, and like I said, it's this time of the year, you know, where they're going to be worshiping these gods. From the fourth book of Israel, chapter 10, and verse 35, it says, Genesis 4, verse 5, but he did not honor Cain and his offering, and Cain was very angry. Notice, Cain was angry. The scriptures show Cain actually held on to this anger. This is the same thing the world does today. They hang on to this anger. It's taught from childhood, along with revenge and retaliation. Did you ever notice when someone is killed, later on a bunch of ships are blown up or a plane is hijacked, and they say, well, it was in retaliation. And if this makes it okay to do because it was in retaliation. This is what Satan wants you to do, and what she puts in your mind. You know, this retaliation. It says, remember, she influences the mind the same as Yahweh. Only Yahweh's spirit is stronger. Satan actually has rulership over the human mind until Yahweh's Holy Spirit enters it. It is only by the Holy Spirit that we can get Satan's will out of us. I have brought this out before. I don't remember the name of the sermon, but it's something about Satan's influence on the mind, or something like this. So what he's saying is that Satan has control over your mind, but until you decide, well, I'm not going that way anymore, then Yahweh will take over and so forth. It says the scriptures are plain on this. Satan does this. She controls the mind unless we choose to serve Yahweh. Satan was controlling Cain, and he submitted to this control. This is the reason that he didn't want to obey Yahweh and bring the lamb in representation of Yahshua. He didn't want to keep the Passover. He didn't want to tell his people that you have to go to this place called Abilene and listen to Yahweh's priest, who will teach you how to keep the feast and learn to love each other. We hang on this today. Each one of us should be rooting this out of our minds. You know, and we heard that a lot this past feast, that we should be rooting this bitterness out of us, you know, taking it out of our minds. It says, I see this attitude among the children. I see this attitude among men and women. You have a husband and a wife, and some little thing occurs between them, and they let hatred build up. It's your desire to get this out of this way of thinking. Do you want to get this hatred out of your mind? Apologize, repent, and tell Yahweh how sorry you are, and that you let Satan's influence your mind this way. Or do you want to hang on to hatred, hold on to a grudge, and go to bed pouting? It says, you know what I'm talking about? Every one of you have experienced this. It occurs between husband and wives. Sometimes they fight until late at night, and when the arguments don't help anything, it turns to brutality. This is exactly what Cain did with Abel. Cain held on to hatred because he was out preaching Satan's way. This bitterness built and built within him. Maybe Abel was getting more converts than Cain. So jealousy arose, and Cain couldn't stand it. And here's the result of it. All right, so we should be striving to get this out of our minds, you know, this bitterness. And so Satan controls the mind unless if we choose to follow Yahweh. You know, and that's what we have to learn to do. You know, make that choice that you're not going to let these things come into your mind again. You know, we have to make that choice. If you turn over to Deuteronomy 30, verse 15, it says, "See, I have set before you this day life by righteousness and death by death and destruction." You know, so this Satan's way will bring death, but Yahweh's way brings life, life by righteousness. All right, so Yahshua was influenced, you know, the same as we're being influenced. And you can see this in Matithia 4. Matithia 4, you could see that after he had finished his 40 days, his 40-day fast, the tempter came and offered him a few things, but you can see that he didn't want that way. It says in verse 8, "Again the devil took him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the magnificence of them, and said to him, I will give you all these things if you will fall down and worship me. Then Yahshua said to her, you get away, Satan, for it is written, Yahweh your Father you must reverence, and him only you must serve." All right, so Satan offered to worship the gods, but Yahshua said, no, I'm going to worship Yahweh, and that's who I'm going to serve, you know, and reverence. All right, so then it says, "Then the devil left him, and behold, Malachim came and ministered to him." So you can see that he resisted Satan, and Satan fled from him. All right, and that's what we have to do, you know, make that effort. As it says in Jacob, you know, resist the devil, and she will flee from you. So repent, you know, in closing, you know, the time is short, you know, and these influences are going to come upon us, you know, because it's that time of the year. And Pastor said, well, you know, don't wear red and white, because that's what Santa Claus wears, you know. So, you know, these things, you know, remember that the time is short and we need to get these things out of us. And with that, if everyone will please stand. Let's turn over to the great Count Benjamin Krause Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom, great saints of Yahweh. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. You may be seated. Yes, yes, you have much to rejoice about. All of us do. And Christmas shopping season has begun. I think they said they had their greatest sales ever in history this Black Friday. I think that's really foreshadowing what's to come, because I'm hoping that they're going to enjoy this, because I think the days are seriously numbered now. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. And what we're going to do is we're going to go back. What we need to do is we need to go back just a little bit, because Pastor Yahweh and Yahshua have been showing us for the last 2 years certain numbers that are going to come into play now, where you're going to see how every single bit of information that's been brought since the wave picture, and actually even going back to the Manhattan Project, is going to tie into what's fixing to take place. Okay, and you're going to see how Yahweh wove this so beautifully. And that's why Pastor told us, pay attention to the numbers and make sure you're writing them down and you're studying them. I know we have a lot to study, but, you know, we need to do our best. You know, Yahweh will bless our efforts. I want to go back to this number 153. And you remember, it started with the number 17, one of Pastor's lot numbers. Myself and the great Kohan David Heimerman Hawkins gave many, many sermons back early last year regarding these numbers, 17. And remember, 153, the sermon that was given on 6/13/15 about the 153 fish. Okay? I want you to write those down just to refresh. Now, if you remember, 153, we're going to do a little math this morning. You did math when you were in school early in the morning, so this should be, your mind should be fresh and you should be ready for it, right? So, if you remember, 17 times 9 is 153. And if you remember, 17, the number 7 or 153, is the 17th. The number 153 is the 17th triangular number. Okay? And this picture right here was shown. Now, what does that remind you of? Yeah, a Christmas tree, right? A Christmas tree. But, you know, it also reminded me of this. The Enterprise. Remember the Enterprise? Hey, by the way, the Zumwalt, the ship, the Zumwalt, remember the 1,000 on the ship? It broke down already. It broke down in the Panama Canal. Yeah! Now, I want you to be thinking about Christmas and the Enterprise, this enterprising religious system that's making just myriads of money off this. So I got to thinking, okay, you know, because a certain number kept coming up, and it wasn't just coming up that we brought it up last year, they're pushing this number forward too, and they've been pushing it forward for years and years and years. So I went back about to 1863, which was 153 years ago this year. And you'll see the Harper's Weekly. This is a magazine out of where else but New York City. New York City. This is January 4th, 1863, and it is the first depiction of Santa Claus in the USA. 153 years ago this week, or this year. Now keep this in your mind. Now remember I said that on 6:13, that sermon about the 153 fish in Yochanan 21:6. Remember where Yahshua said, cast the net into the water. Okay, that was Yochanan 21:6. Remember, 2:16. Remember everything that was brought about that number 2:16 this year. And how 2:16 is just 666, or 6 times 6 times 6. That sermon was given 560 days from 12:24, which is a number we're going to talk about today. And if you notice, it was 806,400 minutes from 12:24. Just drop all those zeros, and that's 864, and that's the, 860,400 miles is the diameter of the sun, okay? And notice it says it's been 153.42 of a common year, okay? So 153, the 864, because 864 is 216 times 4, okay? Remember, they worship the sun, and you're going to have to get this number down, this 216, because you're going to see how it's in all of creation. And that's why they know this number is so important, this 216. We're going to talk about that. Now, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to play a video. And the first thing you're going to see is some excerpts from that sermon, so you can get some numbers down. Write these numbers down that you hear. And then I'm going to give you just a little taste of what they're throwing out there for you. What they're throwing out there, their clues that they're giving you. Okay? Can you play video one, please? Remember when he said cast the net? That has the value of 1,224. If you take the Greek letters and you add them up in the net, it's 1,224. That's 612 times 2. That's 153 times 8, just like the net in Yochanan 21 equals 1224, which is 612 times 2, or 153 times 8. This is the actual proof here, the word the net. This is the number 1224 when you add them up in the Greek. This is not my doing here. This is from an actual... You can take the letters yourself and add them up if you know what you're doing. The net adds up to 1,224. Those whom you have given me adds up to 1,224. Remember, 153 times 8, or 612 times 2. And also, bind under a curse. Remember 612? For man's government, bind under a curse. Remember, they're bound by the great river Euphrates there. Well, that would just be one small clue that they're putting out there for you. Now, you remember about their secret council that they think they're hiding from Yahweh? Can you hide anything from Yahweh?
No.
No, of course not. And remember, they seek deep to hide their counsel. But their counsel is not hidden. And Yahweh is going to reveal this very, very crystal clear for all of us. Remember, that was a promise from Yahweh. This will be crystal clear to you. You know, to the world, of course, this is all just cutesy-wootsy, all fuzzy and warm. Cats create chaos and sweet little commercial. See, because nobody sees it coming. Nobody knows what's going to take place. Remember, the world is going to take them as a thief in the night. The day of Yahweh will come as a thief in the night. Turn over to, real quick, turn over to Yochanan chapter 10. Yochanan 10. And it's found on page 826. And Yahshua gives us many clues where he talks about this day of Yahweh that comes as a thief in the night. He says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter through the door into the sheepfold, but climbs in some other way, like through the chimney," okay, "he is a thief and a robber. But he who enters through the door is the shepherd of the sheep." Now, you remember, Santa is said to come at what time on Christmas Eve?
Midnight.
You know, the same time Pope Francis will be holding midnight mass or weapons of mass while the mistletoe is hanging. You remember I brought this number last time, Order Out of Chaos, 249-249. Turn over to Chagia. Chagia, chapter 2, real quick. On page 716, in verse 15, "So now I ask, consider what will come to pass from this day forward. Before a stone was placed upon a stone in the house of Yahweh, how successful were you? Before that time, when one came to a heap expecting 20 ephahs, there was only 10. When one came to the wine vat expecting to draw out 50 baths from the press, there was only 20. I struck you, everything you worked for, with blasting, with mildew, and with hail, yet you did not turn to me, says Yahweh." Now remember, it's not Yahweh doing this, okay? Who's doing this? Doing it to themselves by their actions. They're following the divining serpent. They're following the sons of Yahweh that they're being inspired by. Can you see the inspiration there? It says, "Consider now from this day forward, from the 24th day of the ninth moon." Well, you know what day the 24th day of the ninth moon is this year? 12/24. Kislev 24. That's the Hebrew name of the month. Because remember, this in November and December, the days are running right along with the Roman days because the new moon is spotted right at the beginning of the month. So 9/24 this year, or 24/9, or 24/9, Order Out of Chaos, 24th day of the ninth moon. Now listen to what he says. "Consider now from this day forward, from the 24th day of this ninth moon, the day that the foundation of the house of Yahweh was laid, consider it." Back in December 2nd, 1980, that was the 24th day of the ninth moon, when the first permanent mobile sanctuary was dedicated at the house of Yahweh. Okay? You can go back and check yourself. Just look up Hebrew calendar online. You'll find it. Now he says here, "Is the seed still in the barn? As yet, the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree still yield nothing. But from this day I will bless." Verse 20, "Again the word of Yahweh came by Chagia in the 24th day of the moon, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, Now, who's that? That's one, the one that opposes Babylon in these last days, Pastor Israel Hawkins, governor of Yada. You know, not that he's, got some official title of governor, but he does govern those that, you know, lift holy hands to Yahweh in these last days, does he not? Okay, and he says, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the thrones of kingdoms. Has he allowed that to be done yet? Because he's not doing this. They're going to do it. They just advertised it to you. And I'm going to show you some more, too. He says, I will overthrow the thrones of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen. I will overthrow the chariots with those who ride in them. The horses and their riders will come down, everyone by the sword of his own brother. Notice that. It's not Yahweh doing this. It's them doing it to themselves. In that day, says Yahweh of hosts, I will take you, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, says Yahweh, and I will make you as a signet, for I have chosen you, says Yahweh of hosts. So this has not been fulfilled yet, okay? Now, I want to remind you of something I showed you before. Remember, I'm just reviewing things here, but that light of a candle, you know, where the light of a candle wouldn't shine anymore, if you remember, one of the numbers on it was 1225. And if you remember also, 1224 is really 1225 because Christmas Eve is Christmas. Okay? It's all synonymous. All synonymous. Yes, synonymous. Right? It's all synonymous. Also, but the day of Yahweh will come as a thief in the night in gematria. Also comes out to 1225. Now, that cannot be a coincidence, can it, House of Yahweh? Do you believe in coincidences? Yes! I heard some yeses. Great. Okay, you're catching on. Now, pastor's taught us about December for a long, long time, has he not? And actually, maybe I should, let me read what he said here. This is from the fifth book of Israel, chapter 1, verse 100. He says, I told you about the word December, and that it means the descending of the gods at this time period. The gods descend to take out those who are second best, not being able to touch the holiest of the holy, which are second best. Which are Yahweh's. Yahweh has put a stamp on them and said, hands off. Your names are written in heaven, and that is what it's taken place. This means they're sealed. The saints are sealed, and Yahweh says, you can't touch these. Remember, 1224 in gematria, all that Yahweh has given me that Yahshua prayed for in Yochanan 17 is 1224 in gematria. They're sealed. These saints are sealed. You can't touch them. These gods affect the second best, the seconds, the B grade, the second best. Remember, the holiest of the holies are the ones who will actually receive or be placed into the kingdom and be judged as being those who will never be able to turn away from Yahweh. Now, that descending of the gods, of course, is 216. Okay? And it's also 1296, which is 216 times, I believe, 6. Okay? We'll see that number later, too. Remember, I can't get it all today, but I will. I'm going to prove that. Yahweh's going to prove this very, 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 very clear to you. Okay, now, you remember this is the Hebrew year 5777? Just a couple days ago, or last Sunday, actually, in Rome, Pope Francis closed the door of mercy. Okay? They made a big show of it. There was about 1 million pilgrims out in St. Peter's Square, and, you know, y'all sanctimoniously shut the doors of mercy. Now, what do you think that means? It means if you're not in the Catholic Church at this time, there's no mercy left for you. And only the Catholics are going to survive this nuclear war. That's what the plan is. But what they're really doing is they're shutting the doors on Yahweh's mercy that's being offered to them. Now, that 5777 also means, you know, the number 5 is the number of mercy. In Bollinger's, the number of grace and mercy. And 777 means complete. So the offer of mercy is over. That's what they're saying. The offer of mercy. If you didn't enter the Catholic Church, you're done. You're toast. Because they have a plan, okay? Let me, at this time, I want to play another video. Can we play video two? Watch very carefully. This is in Times Square.
My piece is about the space itself. I'm so fascinated with all of these lights and all of these colors. Everything is reflected on the piece.
This project helps us see Times Square and ourselves in a completely different way.
People, the signs, the movement that's happening here, the changing architecture, and what's going to be the changing seasons, all being reflected and playing a part in everyone's own personal story.
That's what the piece is made for, to incorporate the viewer to the object.
Today we're featuring Rachel Valdez Camejo, who is one of the top artists coming out of Havana.
Es una artista cubana y podría decirse que es una artista universal.
We worked with the Cuban Artist Fund and Rockefeller Brothers and Rockefeller Brothers and Rockefeller Brothers Fund to be able to pull together some of the greatest talents in Cuba, to be able to give them this kind of platform to explore how their work has a global relevance.
I get always very fascinated with reflective materials and mirrors. You see the sky here, but it's not there. It's just a surface. The beginning of the end is a very philosophical phrase. When something has an end, it will be something starting again. It gives me this idea of infinite loop, infinite loop, infinite loop.
Beginning of the end? Does somebody know something? Oh, you bet. And by the way, Cuba was in that, right? Last night, when I laid down to go to sleep at 12:51, I was met with the news that Fidel Castro was dead. Now, he represents a whole era. This man has been in power since I was born in 1962. I was born just about a week before the missile crisis. Now, what was interesting about that is that I knew that he was already in the news all week with this man right here, who's been creating division all year. And, you know, he's been creating more division this week by wearing a T-shirt with Fidel Castro and Malcolm X on it. And this article was yesterday, like earlier in the day at 1:20 p.m. before Castro died. This has been going on all week. And notice, he's the Super Bowl, he's the San Francisco 49er quarterback that won't bow down and do his Pledge of Allegiance, and it's created a lot of division. Remember, this is the year of division, is it not? You haven't seen anything yet. Now, but notice, remember the Skull and Bones 3-2-2? From the day of the Super Bowl to Christmas Eve is 322 days. Do you think all of this is an accident? Or do you think it's something that's very, very well planned out? Now, you know, Santa Claus, and I can't get everything in today, but you're going to get it. But notice, Santa Claus I showed was 666. Or you can think 216. And Santa Claus, and also he goes by another name, Saint Nick, right? which is 864, which is 216 times 4, which is the diameter of the sun. Remember, Christmas this year is on what day? It's on Sunday. And it's on the 360th day of the year because it's a leap year. So it'll be like the circle, right? The circle of the sun that they worship. Man, this is perfect timing. But don't worry, Pope Francis says don't listen to these doomsayers. You know, don't listen to that. Well, I got news for him. In his own Bible, in Zechariah 2, it says, ho, ho, ho. He says, ho, ho, come forth and flee from the land of the north, or this Christmas worship. Norway, you know where the dead reindeer were? Norway means north way. Come out of it. Come out of it, my people. Come out of it. Ho, ho. Well, what does ho, ho mean? It's word number 1945. That's when they exploded their first nuke, right? And 1945 means alas. It means woe. So when Santa comes saying ho, ho, what's he really mean? You better be thinking, whoa, whoa. You better hope that smart bomb don't come down your chimney. Okay, I'm going to leave you with this. This is going to be, I'm going to leave you with this because I want to give you something to think about before the next time I speak. Yahweh willing, I'll be able to speak again and bring some more to you because Yahweh's going to make this crystal clear. Now, you remember the schism? 1054. Now, the number of nuclear tests America did before 1992 was 1054. And if you think that's a coincidence, they also did, that included 216 atmospheric tests. You see those two numbers? Because they're the numbers of division. Project Alberta, to drop the bomb, began in March 1945, and look who was involved. The 216th Army Air Force Base Unit. Hey, think they might have known something in 45? The last nuclear test in America was 239 plutonium, right? 923, remember that number last year? On the clock, open the door. That was the last test. Well, guess what that test was called? Divider. Divider. Huh. But that's got to be a coincidence, right? You bet. Because even the date of September 23rd, 1992 or 1992 is 666. But if that's not enough, let's look at this. It was called Operation Julin. Remember that sermon about July and the Manhattan Project where you had Julius Oppenheimer and Julius Rosenberg and all these Julius people? It was the last series of nuclear tests. There were seven of them. The very last one was named Divider. You see the date there. And you see the time it took place, 1504? I'll leave you with this definition. And I'll leave you in suspense because it means to divide, to cut, to destroy, to exterminate. What you're going to see, what you're going to learn, is that this has been planned out for years, for 2016, for 216, for the division that we've seen all year, for the destruction that they've planned, that they planned. That they're bringing about. Yahweh's not bringing this about, house of Yahweh. It's not Yahweh doing this, but they know what time it is. They know what time it is. They know what time it is. Father time. And by the way, if you think Pastor coming up here a couple weeks ago was an accident wearing purple, 2 weeks ago, he came up here wearing purple. And I thought, wow, he's wearing purple. I saw a shirt under him that had purple, everything. Well, you know, there's a certain female dancing in front of that Christmas tree right there with a Kali, says Kali, which is the goddess of destruction. She released a song called 7-Eleven on November 25th, 2014. Beyonce, 711 days from pastor's sermon. You see that? And in that video, 7-Eleven, she's dancing around the Christmas tree doing the Kali death dance of destruction. Okay, so that's where I'm going to leave it today. It's been a joy and a pleasure speaking to you. I don't want to leave you with it. The doom is not upon you. Yahweh's not bringing the doom. I'm glad you listened to the doom. You went against Pope Francis's counsel. Great for you. But at this time, it's been a great pleasure to speak to you. I'd like to turn it over to one of Yahweh's great priests, the great Kohan Ilya Hyler Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. You may be all seated. Of course, looking into our world today, the words of Yahshua that he spoke to his apostles when they asked him, what would be the signs of your coming? And of course, every day we see this in society, especially with these earthquakes. And it starts out showing these earthquakes taking place. And now they're having earthquakes all over the world. In fact, they're in the thousands every year. But now they're starting to build up to an enormous magnitude where they cannot be ignored or just kind of shaken off. They're actually becoming very strong. In fact, it'll show them in Oklahoma, Japan, New Zealand. Just this morning, they had one that was 6.7 in China. So these things taking place and taking place in a very a level that's demanding attention. No longer can they just be shrugged off. And then, of course, these refugees. Remember Pope Francis, he said to let the refugees come in. Do not refuse them. Open your doors to them. Well, it makes you wonder why he's not crying out, because now 1 in 3 refugee children have disappeared. They can't find them. Where's the alarm for that? Makes you wonder where they went. And then, of course, in California, they had a special this week on the news talking about the homeless in California. And think about this. It'll actually show you, and it looks like refugee centers actually down the streets of Los Angeles. But they now have over 30,000 people who are on the street homeless, but they have a total of 120,000 homeless citizens in Los Angeles alone. That's almost the census in Abilene, Texas, of the population of homeless people. Well, what's being done for them? Well, keep in mind climate control, because climate control would actually extinguish them. They would be useless. And that's what they're looking at doing to society, is getting rid of the things they don't need or that are a burden to society. And the U.S., of course, we just had a wonderful election come to an end. Thank heavens it's over. And we move forward, hopefully. But looking back at these things, Bob Schieffer from CBS News, the man has been around for as long as I can remember, I think his comments were very appropriate when he said, it looks like our nation is cursed. We are cursed. And watch what he says about it, because there's a lot to that, because this nation is cursed. This world is cursed. The only blessing, the only hope for this world is sitting here in Abilene, Texas. Praise Yahweh. And then, of course, climate change. This is what everybody should be familiar with. And I pray, I know everybody in the house of Yahweh is. I hope people in the world are getting used to this. Is the promises you see during a campaign, of course, they change once they're elected. And you can see this with the climate change, where our president-elect was standing against climate change, actually threatening to withdraw funding and pull out of the agreement. But now he's saying that he actually can see where there might be a problem here and we might need to do something. So pay close attention to that, because remember who's behind the climate change. And remember what they said, if you do not comply with the climate change, they will name you and shame you. It's called name and shame, and that's how they will deal with everyone. Well, in the European Union Parliament, guess who they're naming and shaming right now? Russia. And they actually say, we are at war with Russia. Watch the comments. These people that are standing in the EU Parliament, watch what they're saying, and then watch what they want to do. The EU is now wanting to form their own army. They've talked about this for a while. The EU consists of 22 countries that wants to be part of this army that are already a part of NATO. To be part of this army, they will need to pay 2% of their GDP, gross domestic product, to fund this military. They're already supposed to be paying 2% to NATO, but they're not paying it. Germany's not, France is not, but they're willing to do it for their own army. And they clearly say they want an army that is not ruled by the USA, and they want one that when NATO doesn't want to react, that they can do it on their own. Of course, just consider who would rule that army too. I don't see an army of the EU who's headed by, remember, Federica Mogherini. She was raised, she was trained in Rome, and she is the one that's heading the EU. Don't think that the Vatican has their hand very far away from these things. They're right on top of these. And then, of course, they've been shutting down the mosque in Rome. So the Muslims are now saying, give us our mosque back or we're going to start praying at St. Peter's Basilica, whether you like it or not. So that will be very interesting to see how that takes place. And then, of course, Pope Francis this week, he let all the priests know that they can now forgive everyone of abortion. If you have an abortion, the priest can now forgive you. You know, you think about why does he have such hatred for children, but I guess he couldn't deal with the last 2 weeks of what our children brought exposing his sin, and he's about ready to go crazy over it. So keep this in mind. When Yahweh says, the prophet Yael said that our children would prophesy and do wonderful things, Pope Francis is saying if you kill them, it's okay. Keep that in mind because that is the way of Cain. And of course, NATO this week actually warned the United States because the United States has been talking about leaving NATO itself. NATO actually warning the United States, do not go in alone, making a threat there. And of course, it ends with the European Union Parliament once again saying they're at war with Russia. But keep in mind, watch this laying out with the EU. They're trying to form something that they can form very quickly. They said they can have an army. They can actually get this going in a matter of months. Well, think about it. If you attack somebody in Europe, they'll get it together in a matter of days. It won't take months. But they already have this desire. But watch the threats coming from NATO. Watch what occurs with NATO. At this time, if we could please play the news. At this time, if you'll please stand, we've shown you the death in this world, and at this time, we'd like to present the only hope this world has, the greatest teacher in the world, the great God in Israel, Abel Hawkins.
Hello, everyone. Wow. Oh, you're beautiful. Praise Yahweh. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. This is beautiful news we're seeing. It looks horrible, but it's got to be. And Yahweh prophesied it. They make out like he's causing it, but he's not. He's he's trying to warn the people. Everyone in the world. I've got proof of that here in just a minute. The warnings that he's sending out from his house, may the peace of Yahweh, by the way, be with each and every one of you. The warnings that he's sending out from his house is really great. If I can find here it is, November 25th. The number this morning when they first called me on this news article that we just ran this week, Israel Hawkins writes, earliest biblical writing shed light on hereditarily acquired diseases. Of course, y'all. I think most of y'all know what I wrote about here, and showing how the microorganisms were changed and created microbes that started damaging the body, then the soil and the atmosphere. That's all in that letter. When they called me about, I think 6:30 this morning, and told me the number was at 70,271. Praise Yahweh. I said, that's set a new record, I do believe. I said, If you could call me later just before I speak and give me the number, I'd appreciate it. Well, they called me later and write down this number. You ready? Everybody write down this number. I accused them of making this number up, but they said no. They were watching the time, and when the clock alarmed them, they printed it out. The number was 74613. I got witnesses for that now. I said, you know, the 613 is great, that's Yahweh's laws, but the 74, I looked it up right quick. I could remember it, but I wanted to make sure. But it means Father of Light. That was one of the numbers on my stone that Yahweh gave me and said, this is your lot. Father of Light is the meaning of it. It also means seventh lamp. Seventh lamp. Wonderful, isn't it? Seventh lamp, as Scripture shows, that we are the seventh of the seven lamps of the lampstand, Revelations 11 and other places, but also means to shine. And, of course, that's what we're doing. We're shining all over the world right now, and I was told that there was a huge number of people in one nation. I don't want to tell where it is. I don't want to expose them and start persecution from Satan, which is what is taking place big time right now. But the messages are reaching. We're on a lot of reach out programs that are reaching the world. I was telling the elders this morning that we really need to start searching more on these numbers. That the prophecies are, you can't beat the prophecies. The prophecies are absolutely reliable. They're 100% proof. They're proven true every day. The numbers that Yahweh gave us and is giving us now, they seem to be revealing secrets. And, of course, what's going on in the world right now, these numbers are adding that these you might think they were created by mankind, but see, it goes back too many years for that. And so the numbers we're finding that was Yahweh is showing us, was showing us that the world is going to be in line with these numbers that he's giving us, the information shown in the numbers. The world right now, of course, is getting ready for war. It's not going to be a long time off. There's two of them shown that I will get to maybe this week or next, but two wars, nuclear wars shown. The second one is the one that will darken the sun. The first one is going, it's already begun. It began with the date that we gave on the book, the birth of the nuclear baby. It began on that very day, and then it was held up, and then it is to be turned loose again. Big time is shown in Revelation 17 and 18. The first part of it is shown in 17, starts back over in Revelation 4. We'll cover all that in detail this time. Henry Kissinger and Donald Trump is absolutely, he says Donald Trump has absolutely no baggage. Now, if you know, see what he's doing, he's forming his own government. I think that's the reason he went to Netanyahu, because Netanyahu showed him how to do this successfully, and he's had quite a few years of practice there in doing exactly what the prophecy shows he would do, beating down the enemy and what he considers the enemy, beating them down. Henry Kissinger came to Moscow to discuss new financial system with Putin. So he's been to Israel, and he and Netanyahu became buddies, so to speak. He also went to see the Pope. The Vatican, you got to remember that the Pope is a messenger boy for the Vatican. He's not really, he doesn't really have any say except what the Vatican gives him. Revelation 17:18 tells you who the leader is. You got to remember that. The messenger boy is their mouth that they send out with the messages. This is what Daniel shows you and what Revelation 2 shows you. This beast is given a mouth. The mouth is the Pope. They send him out. This way they can keep the heat off of the Vatican. And no one even knows it's coming from the Vatican. It's just coming from this guy they call the Pope, who who will go out and say things, then they'll change his mind. They changed his mind. They changed his letters that he reads. And that's the reason he'll read a letter saying one thing. If they get disapproval on it, too much disapproval, they'll send another letter changing it and tell the Pope, take this one out now. Venezuela opposition. What we're seeing here is a buildup of war, getting ready for war. The four horns of the golden altar that is responsible. The Venezuela opposition, Vatican mediated truce, the Vatican. Now this gives the real one that's behind the things that are taking place with the quartet. The name changes, I don't have time to cover this right now, but the Pharisees that changed the names and put in the two gods was done for deception. You keep that in mind, because if you'll keep that deception in mind, it's they had to be deceived to bring this about. What they're bringing about right now is carrying a great deal of deception because none of it makes sense. You know, you see the moves they're making. They're moving towards war. They're not moving towards peace. Every move they've made is towards war. Neoconservatism at the Vatican. Kissinger to become political advisor to the Pope. Kissinger at the Vatican. And then what they're doing here, they're saying he's advisor to the Pope. You know, but really he's the advisor to the Vatican, who gives the orders to the Pope. That city that sits on seven hills, Vatican City that sits on seven hills. Kissinger, 1974 plan for food control genocide. Kissinger, if you look up his history, there hasn't been too much great stuff that Kissinger has ever done. But he's had great plans to bring what they're doing to the Palestinians and Israel. Kissinger is behind that, of course, and he's the one that started this plan that is being carried out there now. I told you years ago they're going to beat these people down to where they won't object to what they're doing, and then that's when they'll attempt to build the temple. There's a great movement now going on saying it's time to build the temple. Now, in this article, it says, what if nuclear weapons are used? What if nuclear weapons are used? That's the name of the article. On page 3, I believe it is, It says, Henry Kissinger wrote, what if nuclear weapons are used? Well, Henry Kissinger is the Pope's advisor. He's the Vatican's advisor. And he wrote, with proper tactics, nuclear war need not to be as destructive as it appears. Nuclear war. So you see, he's advising the Pope, hey, this is a just war, and it's all right to use nuclear weapons. Now, he's getting this. The Vatican is getting this. They've already admitted he's going to be their advisor in what they're doing. Well, what are they doing? They're planning war, as Revelation 17 and 18 show. Planning war. And of course, their advisor is Henry Kissinger. Trump to meet with Henry Kissinger. This is the next article. Trump, Kissinger, and Wolbowitz to advise the Pope. That's to meet Trump, to meet with Henry Kissinger. Here's the next one, to advise the Pope. Well, that's the Vatican, the city that sits on seven hills. Keep that in your mind now. And keep the number in mind and what that meant. Yahweh, you know, there's a lot of numbers. This one, to have the number 74 and 613, it doesn't look like an accident to me. It doesn't look like a coincidence. And if it is, the coincidences is outweighing the reality. Because it keeps occurring over and over and over. The name of the article was, get this, earliest biblical writings shed light. Shed light. You get that? What did I say the name of that article, the number was? 74613. 74 means light. It means father of light, and it means a shiner of light. What is the light? 613. Now, this was just before I stepped up here on the stage to speak that this was given to me, and I said, you made that number up. They said, no, I did not. I didn't even know it. I just saw the time, and I pressed it to print it out, and I didn't notice it till it was printed out. I said, praise Yahweh. Well, anyway, the name of the article, earliest biblical writings shed light on hereditarily acquired diseases, says Yisrael Hawkins in New Post. Pope Francis urges UN conference to act without delay. Let's hurry and get this done. Well, what are they wanting to get done? They're wanting to be able to control the food supply, which Henry Kissinger says, you know, you control the food supply, you can control the people. So don't hurt the oil and the wine, but get to where you can control both of them. And, of course, this is what we've been seeing taking place over the years. I don't know if you remember Dick Cheney, I believe it is. It was President Bush's vice president. I may have this wrong. I don't know. But I do remember one thing, that he was adamant about getting all the oil in Iraq. And I remember the squabble. Hope you do, too. I remember the squabble that took place with the Texas oil producers, because they turned in lower bids than he did, but he got all the contracts. And they quickly shuffled it under the table, and nothing was said about it except that one time. Hurt not the oil and the wine. Well, of course, they've taken it now to where they can dispose of it the way they want to. Hiroshima and Nagasaki is a great example of a weak nuclear bomb, or the atom bombs. Now, I was 11 years old, when this took place. 1945, when they dropped those two bombs, one on Hiroshima and one on Nagasaki, in 1945, in that town. That is actually nuclear, but it's a weaker nuclear than what we have today. The Russia reveals Satan too. This is like, you know, they know that this is coming from Satan. It's like the word Vatican. You won't hear the house of Yahweh being called itself diviner of the serpent. I don't think anyone would ever pick that name in the house of Yahweh. But the Vatican actually means the divining serpent. Putin knows this too, Russia does, and the Russian Federation, the Army, the Navy, the Marines of Russia, that they named this the Satan II, nuclear missile capable of destroying Texas in one blow. They picked Texas, of course, because it's about the size of France or a little bigger than France, and it says they could destroy France or Texas with it. A nation the size of Texas. Now, this is a 40 megaton, which means nothing to me, except for the fact that it's 2,000 times more powerful than the bombs that hit Hiroshima in 1945. 2,000 times more powerful. Now, that's what we're dealing with today, that the experts say is going to burn the earth in 1 hour. 1 hour. There will be two of these now. Don't forget that. I brought it out in a book. By the way, the 1224, if you want to study more on that, it was brought to my attention last night that the 1224 was mentioned in the Mark of the Beast. Y'all getting this? Mark of the Beast, chapter 13. Mark of the Beast, chapter 13. Number 2 of the Mark of the Beast. Number 2 volume. The Mark of the Beast. It wasn't exactly spelled out like we have it today with the numbers. These numbers are really great that Yahweh is giving us. But you'll find an article there on Christmas, and I was quoting from the Judaica Encyclopedia on the name Yahweh. That's in that chapter. Christmas is also there. And then Yahweh says, I will make the sun go down at noon. The sun go down at noon. Well, Yahshua says the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. But now, with the knowledge we have today in reading that chapter, you can see that this is what it's talking about. 1224. 1224, very scary date, looks like. And I think there's no better place to be, and you people getting a Christmas vacation out there, I'd say this is one Christmas vacation you need to take and get to the house of Yahweh. There you go. A Russian newspaper fears a third world war with the U.S. over Syria. That's just one of the things that Caspar Weinberger pointed out in his book, The Next War. He gave several scenarios that would lead up to World War III. Russia's missile deployment adds to NATO's worries in the Baltic, and it shows how this is actually going to lead other nations to do certain things. Well, who's the big chess player here that's maneuvering these nations like a bunch of checkers on a board to bring this about? Yahweh shows Henry Kissinger is going to be their advisor, the Vatican's advisor. The Vatican sits on seven hills. That's identified, written for us in 96, the year 96, which is another explosive number. Russia tells citizens nuclear war with the West could happen soon. Could happen soon, like maybe Christmas time. As tensions rise in the Middle East, an official TV channels in Russia has issued a chilling warning that war with the West could be imminent and break loose at any moment. Beware of beef poisoning. And this is not beef this is beef that's contaminated, of course, in the stores, packaged up and looking great. Global debt increases. This is another thing that's driving people to doing crazy things. They're overspending on their credit cards. They don't want their house taken away from them, but this is what's taking place. They can't make payments on their house or their car. And, of course, the foreclosures are coming, and they know it. And they would do drastic things. They always do when things like this takes place. World's first three-person baby. They're experimenting all the time with money up their sleeve and more money to put there. War has started. Official announcement has not made... Says the top brass advise Indians to get ready and for nuclear war with Pakistan. You see, one nation against another is being maneuvered to take peace from the earth. How are humans responsible for global warming? The scientists are working on this. They see some things that we told them about years ago in the book, The Real Cause of Global Warming. Scientists have discovered now new culprits who contribute to climate change. He said methane producing and consuming organisms played an important role in greenhouse gas emissions and consumption, contributing to climate change. Well, of course, these are the microorganisms that Yahweh put in the heavens when he made the heavens, formed the heavens. I brought all that out in this book, The Real Cause of Global Warming. Now, something else is taking place and been taking place for years. Yahweh showed it in Leviticus 18, the confusion that comes from the way of life, and they're admitting it's the way of life that's causing this, the confusion that is coming from that. Scientists now, after we put it out, been putting it out for about 40 years, then the scientists discovered this, uncover how microbes invade the brain. Okay. Of course, the microbes are in the brains of the children born now. And of course, they're saying, you know, they're in a rage because children are dying from this. They die a few years later, their brains being eaten up with microbes that don't belong there. These microbes that are there are mutated into a form or shape that can get by the brain barrier, that it looks friendly. Same thing you see in approaching armies that look friendly, and they're not. Tiny organisms have huge effect on world's atmosphere. They're now discovering this. After we told them what to look for, well, they're now discovering this. And this article just came out. Tiny microorganisms have huge effect on world's atmosphere. Well, we showed in the book the real cause of global warming, that what was actually causing this and how the AIDS virus itself is not only in the water, the oceans, but it's also in the air, and it's affecting the microorganisms that Yahweh put there to protect the earth. Now the earth has become a very scary place, a very spooky place that looks like the righteous is diminishing and the bad is slowly but surely taking over. Well, this is what the scientists are seeing now, and the Vatican is saying, hey, we got to resurrect the Roman Empire. That'll solve our problems. This one is even better. Placenta protectors. Placenta protectors. Yes, it has protectors. Everything that has to do with the baby being born from mother to father has protectors. If it didn't have the protectors, it would never make a baby. But now we have, due to the acts of man, the crossing and crisscrossing of the microorganisms, we have placenta protectors, no match for toxic CEP, B pigments. This is bacterial weapons, pokes holes in the immune cells. Here's a picture of what the one on the left goes to the one on the right. There's the great one. Look how it deteriorates. Here's what it looks like later. That is what people are carrying right now due to what the Pope is bringing forth. Next article. It all started with sodomy. This started with sodomy. And, of course, it spread from there. And we've got the crosses mutating like horses with the donkeys. You get a mule. Well, of course, this is the same process of mutation that's going on that's now invading and can destroy placentas. And of course, there's nothing they can do. Well, what if we do this? Well, there's another blind alley we're getting into there. Over here is the same. What can we do with these world problems? There's no solving any of them now. The only solution that is available, it's the only one that will work, is the one that Yahweh has planned, and that is to show, let mankind do his thing, not interfere. And he's not. He's letting them do their thing. Now, they put in the King James Version, Yahweh is doing this. He's very angry. That was Satan's doing. She's the one that authorized this. Her and her gods are the ones that authorized this for it to be done. So the confusion started there, as if Yahweh is angry and he's doing it, that it's not the sins you're doing, that Yahweh says it's your sins. He says if you eat pork, you're going to take in trichna. Yahweh tells us that. Well, Satan says, oh, he's just mad and he's going to curse everybody that eats pork. That pork tastes so good. Oh, I just love it. I just got to have it. Well, same thing with marijuana, you know. And now they're seeing it bite back. Well, here is the cause. Pope Francis, no changes since the days of Cain. Pope Francis's ally, accused of appointing known abuser as priest. Now, they're really up in the air about this one. That is, the people who don't want their children getting raped by a Catholic priest and others too. One of Pope's Francis's new cardinals has been accused of appointing a known pedophilia as a parish priest in Belgium. And of course, this is what's behind it. They haven't changed. There's no change in their attitudes or what they're doing to cause the sickness and disease. We have starving children, heartbreaking, it says. Well, it is to someone who has any love. But remember what Yeshua said in Matthew 24:12. Because of iniquity, the love has grown cold. They can push this readily out of their mind and know that, yes, the children are starving. Starving children, heartbreaking. UN urges end to conflict. Urges end while they plan to build another army and start another war. That's the end they're putting to it. As I said to begin with, the prophecies, they can't be denied. They're 100% trustworthy. If you'll turn over to Daniel 12. Everyone could start digging deeper into these if you read the newsletters or the books, and rely on Yahweh, and you have been taught how to check numbers. You got a Strong's, that's the easy method. That's the ones I use. I don't go to the computers. Other people go to the computers for me. but I don't have time to learn computers. I'm spending about 10 to 12 hours sitting behind my pen. I'm not writing most of the time. I'm okay, yeah, let's go this way or that way. That's what I'm doing mostly. But I get my writing done too. I have to work a little bit late sometimes to do it, but I get it done. But Daniel 12 here. Let's start with verse 1 and familiarize yourself with what I've told you right here this morning now. Keep this in mind. The heartbreaking news of children not only sick and dying, their brains are being eaten up, they're born with it, the mother is suffering before they have the children, the mothers are so crazy they're killing their children. The Pope, as you just saw on the news, was sent by the Vatican to tell the priest to put out a false message that we'll forgive this sin of murder and you can go to heaven anyway. And all of this is just lies, like Santa Claus, you know, coming down the chimney and the Easter bunnies laying the colored eggs and so forth. They can't condemn, they can't forgive sin. They're all sinning day after day, minute after minute, pushing forward sodomy, bestiality, fornication, and adultery, all of which are condemned and won't be allowed in the kingdom. Anyone could turn to 1 Corinthians 6:9 and read it for yourself. Even in a King James Version, you could do this. 1 Corinthians 6:9 through about 11 or 12. But here, the prophet Daniel was speaking of the end time, the last generation that we're in right now. Backed up by Yeshua's words, written 500 years later, by the apostles, saying the same thing. This generation, Yeshua said, when you see this great time of trouble that never was before, when you start seeing it, well, of course, we're blessed now with the knowledge increase because we can see the news taking place in Russia while we're sitting in Texas in our, wherever our television set is, watching the news, so we can see it taking place. And Yahweh said we would see it at that time. You know, when I was in 1934, from the first 11 years, when that bomb exploded, we couldn't see it. We saw it later in the films, in the movie theaters, because they started playing the news. The first news that I remember didn't have words with it. You had to read the words, but it showed the people on the screen without sound. Now, that was the first ones. I think you can still get those if you want to. Later on, it was black and white with the sound came out. And then later after that, Sometime in the late 40s, they got to color television. But all of that has come into my lifetime, come in use from the time I was born in 1934. Daniel wrote here, and at that time, will Micaiah stand up? This is mistranslated, and I don't have the proper translation with me, but it's off a little. But the stand for the children of your people, and there will be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation to that time. And at that time, your people will be delivered. They never were delivered. He is talking about the 12 tribes that turned against Yahweh. They were never delivered. In fact, the prophets themselves were allowed to be killed. The 3 million, I think it was probably more than that, that Titus killed in Jerusalem who came to keep the feast. These were feast keepers. Yahweh had already said through Daniel, he's going to make war against the saints who keep his feast, his Sabbath, and change the laws. That's Daniel 7:25. Yeshua said they're going to destroy the people in Jerusalem. And he told how. And of course, when Titus surrounded Jerusalem, he backed off because all the feast keepers were not there. He backed off. He let them all come in to keep the feast. Then he surrounded them and tried to kill every one of them. Hitler followed suit, killing the people who kept the Sabbath, who would not eat pork, who owned a 7-lamp stand. That meant something to them. That 7-lamp lampstand, because it signified the works of Yahweh. And when the end would come, and Daniel was Daniel himself was a wreck. He was deeply worried. He was crying. If you read the history up to this, and then the prophecy showed Daniel, you'll see the miserable state that the land of Israel was in. The nations that, those that fled out to other countries, the Yada and his evil crew of roving soldiers quickly found them, followed them, taxed them, was taking them to Babylon. This is all shown in Scripture. In fact, Scripture is the best history, and everybody admits that it is. It's the only right history that we got, that most of it is contaminated. But the Bible, even the King James Version, gives you the history of the 12 tribes there and the miserable state that all of them were in, fighting each other, and of course being taken and saying, you can't use the name. And after Moshe, you know, had given this the name, the laws of life, and they're saying, you can't use the name anymore. You can't be following these laws. It's impossible to keep the Sabbath. They made the Sabbath a great burden to the people and so forth. Well, here he says there's going to be this time of trouble that never was before. Yeshua voiced these same words. he said himself, thank you, Dave. I knew you heard me. Thank you. Much better. And at that time, verse 1, and at that time Satan will stand before seated judges and before the heavenly court of Yahweh to put down Yisrael. That's the last light, seventh lamb, the great priest who is like Yahweh, who stands at Abel for the children of your people. All this was told to, oh, if you could get this, this is so beautiful. All this was told to Daniel, and then he got to talk to me. He must have been the most joyous man on earth. When Yahweh showed him the great time of trouble here for this generation, and then showed him the future teachers that would be teaching it. Oh, it's beautiful. If you could just get you a copy of this, we can get you a copy. Just turn your name in at the South office. We got a crew there at that South office that can do anything. Stand at Able for the children of your people. This is what Daniel was so concerned about. He saw his people being killed. He himself was taken captive with these other people, taken in captivity with these other people, and tried to force him, as they did the others. This should show you what they were doing back then. Tried to force him into worshiping gods. Just like the Vatican that sits on seven hills does today. She's trying the same tactics and all to kill those who follow any righteousness. She comes against all forms of righteousness. That's what she's doing. And she's planning big time war because those who are following forms of righteousness are multiplying faster than the Roman Catholic Church. And this is what's got the Vatican worried. Now they're going to go to extremes to try to get rid of all the people like they did in Jerusalem who came to keep the feast or who did not want their women to become whores or who wanted to raise their children without letting them be molested by Catholic priests. Anyone who objected to this, and the Vatican has made their message clear, you need to accept these people. You need to accept these queers, these sodomites. You need to accept this kind of life. Don't listen to that doomsday speaker down there in Texas. Don't listen to him. He's bringing words of the Bible. You read the words of the Bible and you become stupid. These are all the words that's coming forth from the Vatican. Does anyone ever read these articles besides the House of Yahweh? You know, it's putting out daily on the news. You could watch a news channel, a world news channel like Russia Today, Press TV, CNN. They tell you, they bring these articles out. They show you exactly what they're teaching. Well, this was going on at this time. Daniel and his buddies that practiced the laws of Yahweh were taken captive along with all these others to Babylon. And they tried to force them into God worship. This is what's shown in the book of Daniel. And Daniel was seeing all of these people killed. He's seeing them murdered. You could face that. If you don't believe it, you could really be put through a trial right now. In these last days, there's very few last days left. Okay, so Satan is in combat. This great showdown that I've told you I see in Scripture. This is what's taking place. And Yahweh is showing Daniel this and saying that Satan is being able to present her case against Israel Hawkins. That's what's taking place, just like her and the gods, her sons, went before Yahweh, went before the judges in heaven, and started bringing a case against Eob when Yahweh said, well, have you considered my servant Eob? They came there for that purpose. to run down, to try to destroy in the minds of the heavenly beings the creation of Yahweh, that Yahweh says, I'm going to make man, mankind. That includes men, women, and children into my likeness. My likeness? The laws of Yahweh are perfect. That's his likeness. And they make man perfect. Who stands at Abel for the children of your people. I'll read that again. And at that time, Satan will stand before seated judges. I put you before heaven and earth so you can be judged. That's what Yahweh said in Deuteronomy 30:15. See, I've set you before heaven and earth. Not just a court here at Beard, but we're being judged. The great court that where we're being judged is in heaven. And right now, we're in trial. We're on trial with Satan being our accuser, of course, and already made our accusations, court of Yahweh to put down, and this took place. This has taken place in my lifetime, in this generation. And at the same time this generation is going on, the message is going out, just like Yahweh said it would. Yahweh, who stands at Abel for, the great priest who is like Yahweh, who stands at Abel for the children of your people. And there will be a time of trouble that's already in progress right now in and around the great river Euphrates. And I'll show you how it spreads from there. Great time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation to that same time. And at that time, your people will escape to the protected place of Yahweh, everyone who will be found written in the book of life. Well, you know how to get your names written in the book of life. Repent and convert. Repent and convert. Let's see. That was verse 1. Yeah, verse 1. Verse 2. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake. This is the first resurrection that takes place in this generation also. And some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine as the brightness of the heavens. That word wise, if you had a King James Version with a reference in it, it would have a reference there that says, those who and they that be. Look at that verse. 12, verse 3. And they that be wise, it has a little J there in my King James Version. My old one has center reference. That word means teachers. And they show it in the King James Version in the center reference. They that be teachers of wisdom of Yahweh. They that be the teachers of the wisdom of Yahweh will shine. Get the word shine. Underline it if you have to. Get the word shine as the brightness of heavens. You're shining for heaven, to bring the brightness of heaven. This great teacher, Yahweh says, from heaven will enlighten the earth with the great wisdom of Yahweh, shown, given to Moshe. The laws of life. Those who turn many to righteousness, the teachers, these great teachers, you, speaking of you, brethren, in the house of Yahweh. That's the reason I tell you when you come here, the main thing is to become a teacher. Yes, you can help in the chores. We need your help in the chores, but get signed up and don't let anyone stop you from those classes. If you have to get the class on tape, we'll get it to you on tape. If you don't finish your job on time and get to the class, we can repeat it for you. But we'll get it. It's important that you get it. Okay, those teachers who turn many to righteousness will shine as the stars of heaven forever. Forever. Did you get that? That's eternal life. It's eternal life forever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book to the time of the end. Many will run to and fro, and knowledge will be increased. And then Daniel looks and sees the two witnesses, and then one of them is telling about the end. When's it going to be? I want to take just an extra minute here. Daniel, now he wrote this in 534. And that 34 is what caught my attention. And so, and this is what you need to be doing when you're studying. If Yahweh brings something to your attention, check it out. But this 534, I was born in 1934. That was 1932 years or something like that after Daniel. But and the 1934 has great meaning. But this year that Daniel wrote this book. Now here's something that when you look it up, it enlightens you a little bit more. Now this is following the numbers that I'm trying to get everyone to pay attention to and start studying, because Yahweh is revealing things there. There's nothing wasted with Yahweh. It's all put there for a purpose for you. 534, Daniel 12, written in 534 BY. It comes from 559 in the sense of self-exaltation, a summit of a tree. Exaltation of a tree. Remember there was two trees in the garden? Remember that? Two trees? Genesis 2 verse 9. There's two trees. Well, this is to exaltation. Someone who wants to exalt one of these trees in the sense of exaltation of a tree or mountain. Now, I know you're catching all this right now because the word tree and the word mountain, Micaiah, in the last days. No, there's no more days. This is the last days when this takes place. This is the final generation given to the Roman Catholic Church, the roving Catholic Church with their roving army who took Daniel prisoner. Yes, it was alive and well. They changed their name from Coptic Catholic and hid it for a while. They disguised themselves as Pharisees, Sadducees. Oh my, poor is me. I'm so sad, you see. I can't get the people to worship my gods. Oh, I'm so sad about that. I think I'll just kill them all. Essenes, I forgot what that one means. And of course the Herodians, who were the rich ones, the Rockefeller group that owned the army. And it stood on his part. And the Herodians, of course, plucked up three of these, took them with them to Rome, the seven hills of Rome. That was in 70 with their army. But you got the tree, a tree. It's promotion of a tree. The year that he wrote this, the number, 534, that's what it means. Promotion of a tree, a mountain, a... Get this, B-R-A-N-C-H. This is a coincidence. Oh, How foolish could you get? Here are all three of these things in the year that Daniel wrote about the two witnesses. The branch. Oh, my eyes are watering and you can't see. And praise Yahweh. I'm going to stick with it till I get this covered here. The branch. Now, the number 559 in Hebrew, 559, this promotion of the tree, the branch doing promoting the tree in the mountain. The mountain is the uplifting of the way of Yahweh. Well, this word 559 is from 559. This 534 is. It's from 559. That number 559 means to speak. To speak. Learn to speak. Learn to teach. To answer. To answer questions. To command. Command to turn from evil. You get the meanings? To tell. To call. To promise. To appoint. Appoint teachers. Appoint preachers. To publish. Yes, all of this is in this. Daniel was given in that number of the year he wrote it. To require you to come to Abilene. Find the priest of Yahweh and do what he says. To talk, to think, use speech. Verily means to say, speak, tell, command, answer. It means to self-conscious personality man. It means answer 98 times. Say as in response. To appoint or assign, call, like in Isaiah 5:20, to promise. The phrase thus says Yahweh, so frequent in the prophets, has been analyzed as a message formula. The Bible recognizes that behind the divine speaking is a divine authority and power. All in that one number, 534. Let's see what number comes next. Now, from this same word now, Hebrew, from 1961. From 1961 comes Yahweh. Probably guessed it before I said it. Now this is all under this same number, 534, the year that he wrote the book. From 1961, and that comes from 1933, by the way, 1933, which means conceive, 1933, but the word Yahweh, a prime root, and it says compare 1933 to exist. 1933. If I was born in 1934, August 28th, I had to be conceived in 1933 to exist. Takes 9 months. To be, exist, to be or become. Come to pass. So this would come to pass. A beacon. It means a beacon. Remember, like a banner that we'll hold up in front of them? All together, the whole house of Yahweh. Come and accomplish this. Committed to this. All alike. Cause, come to pass. To become, come to pass. Be. More than. I've just got a little bit and I'll quit. Simple existence. identity. The verb makes a strong statement about the being or presence of a person. Did you get that? The verb makes a strong statement about the being or presence of a person. The verb, the presence of a person, Yahweh's Spirit, Amos 3:6, it makes a real difference to what is happening. This right here, this appointed in that number. Here the focus is on a simple occurrence of the event as seen, for example, in the statement following the first day of creation, as so it occurred. In this sense, Yahweh is frequently translated, "It came to pass." Now, this is Strong's Concordance. In the use of this verb with various participles, colors its emphasis according to, in passages setting forth blessing or cursing. For example, this verb not only in use to specify the object of the action, but also the dynamic forces behind and within the action. Remember, Yahweh is camped out around his house. And remember what this shows right here of the two witnesses that were shown to Daniel in the last days for this great time of trouble. So there's great power within this action. Genesis 12:2, for example, records that Yahweh told Abraham, "I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be Yahweh." Thou shalt be Yahweh, a blessing. That's what I'm making of you, of the Yahweh family, to be a blessing. And you will shine if you become the teachers that Yahweh wants. You will shine forth the righteousness. You will shine as the stars. Oh, you're going to hold the highest positions in the universe, brother. Abraham was already blessed. So Yahweh's pronouncement conferred upon him a future blessing. The use of Yahweh in such passages declares the actual release of power so that the accomplishment is assured. Abraham will be blessed because Yahweh has ordained. Now, that number, remember where we're getting this, comes from the number 534, the year Daniel wrote the book. It also means intent, hence the blessing becomes a promise. Finally, in a still weaker or use of the word Yahweh, the blessing or curse constitutes a wish or desire. There's a scripture about me in Isaiah showing the strong desire that I had and still have in understanding the Holy Scriptures. 6a, even here, the verb is somewhat dynamic since the statement recognizes Yahweh's presence, man's faithfulness or rebellion, and Yahweh's intent to accomplish the result pronounced. Let me read that again. Yahweh's intent to accomplish this promise he pronounced. Remember, he said, "Search out the book of Yahweh and read. Not one of these will fail. I am shepherding these. And I'm going to make sure it takes place." That's what this word means. Praise Yahweh. Now, Yahweh emphasizes that the event really occurs. And they use the word occurs. This is also the force of the verb in Genesis 1:3, in which Yahweh said, "Let there be light." He accomplished his word so that there was light. The prophets used Yahweh to protect, project. The prophets used the word Yahweh to project Yahweh's intervention in the future. By using the verb, they emphasize not so much the occurrence of predicted events and circumstances as the underlying divine force that will affect them. And this is, they give now, write this down, they give the scripture, Isaiah 2:2. Isaiah 2:2, which also speaks of the two witnesses establishing the house. In the last days, I will establish my house. This is in Strong, under the letter, the number, 534. And the associated numbers, this number is 1961 from 1933. Now, let's see, this one. One of the most debated use of Yahweh occurs in Exodus 3:14, where Yahweh tells Moshe his name. He says, "I am Yahweh." And they got it right here in Strong's. Yeah, "I am Yahweh. That is my, that I am," he said. "I am Yahweh, that I am Yahweh." Since the divine name Yahweh, they put Jehovah, then they put or Yahweh here. I don't know why they put the word Jehovah. If you remember, I brought that out, that they had mixed up the vowel points. Some copyists did they mixed up the vowel points between Adonai, Elohim, and Yahweh, making an unpronounceable word. And when the translators finally, in trying to figure it out, they came up with the word Jehovah. But this was after the letter J was added, of course, and they saw their mistake later. This is what Jacob and I used to point out to the Jehovah Witnesses. And then they found it in their own books. We found it in their books. They didn't know it was there. We took their own books to them and showed them, "Hey, here's what your leaders are saying right here. His name is Yahweh. It's not Jehovah." The letter J wasn't in the English language at all till 1600. It's not in the Hebrew nor the Greek. You can't get it anywhere but English. And they created it for the word Jesus and to confuse. It stands for deception. Well known long before, revelation seems to emphasize that Yahweh, who made the covenant, was the Father who kept the covenant. The same Yahweh who made the covenant, it was Yahweh who kept the covenant. Now, they give Exodus 3:14 is more than a simple statement of identity, it says. That's where he says, "I am Yahweh." They give this scripture. Exodus 3:14 is more than a simple statement of identity. "I am that I am." It is a declaration of divine control. A declaration of divine control of all things. What did my dream tell me? You all remember that? When I read this, I almost flipped. You remember I was driving a car with people in it and nowhere to go except the ocean in front of me, and my brakes went out. And then the car stopped on its own, and Yahweh gave me the words, "I'm in total control." And here we see it in writing. Under a number now, the date 534, given to that Daniel wrote this book, chapter 12 of Daniel. The number 534 is much more than that, but I'm going way over my time, and I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry for that. I'm glad I got it said. But start searching those numbers. Work, do all the studying you can. If you got time, if you don't have work to do, the work, of course, comes first. That's the work of getting the message out. Taking care of your brothers and sisters. That's the love you show forth to Yahweh. Doing your chores, but study. Study. Get this, learn to teach. I'm so joyous about our young people and the great ambition they showed in becoming teachers and how great a teachers they are right now. They amaze me sometimes. Don't get me wrong, you still need me. I got a few things I haven't shown you yet. Stay strong. Don't forget your lessons. Get signed up for these lessons. Get in these classes. If you can't get the classes, if you can't get in them, then we will get it to your home, where you won't have to waste time, you know, sitting around thinking, well, what am I going to do? I got an hour. No, don't even think about going. Don't even think about going to Black Friday or Green Monday or whatever they call it. Don't even think about that. Think about how you can grow here in the next few weeks before 12/24, before that date. And you got Christmas vacation, come here and spend it with us. We will enlighten you. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the next service over to the next speaker. I love you.